Hello everyone, I'm going to talk to you today about our Lucy. So I'm the speaker, Gabriela, so I will present on behalf of my colleagues. Here at Phosphor-G, there's also Jesko Zimmermann. We're from CHAGAS, the National Authority of Agriculture and Food Development in Ireland. And in the frame of the Solum project, we will discuss about the soil organic carbon and land use mapping, our project. It's about modeling of soil organic carbon stock changes for intergovernmental panel climate change tier 2 reporting activities. So all the countries that signed to the Kyoto Protocol have to report on greenhouse gas emissions, and they have to meet the targets for reducing the emissions. So you can see here on the right side, it's just a brief description of the project. So you can see ECOS modeling, Lucas Aerostat, that's open data. Another open data, national one, the soil information system. It's about systems architecture, soil organic carbon modeling, and uncertainty assessment. But in order to do the modeling, you actually need a really good database of soil and land use and soil, so the ascription of these two, and this is the inventory that we are producing. But in order to achieve that, you actually need to spatially integrate land use and soil use. You have to have a rule base for classification, reclassification, for the detail and spatial resolution and detail for the national needs. Temporal resolution is also important, the past transitions between maybe cropland and grassland, for example, of land use, and high spatial resolution, and a high detail of the classification of land use. But for the moment, I'll interrupt a little bit, and I'll ask you, if you think of Ireland, if I say Ireland, Irish, what do you think of? Perfect. Thank you. Guinness, and pub crawl, and the shamrock, and castles, and so on. Really nice, right? And Temple Bar, of course, in the bottom right. But, sorry, I'm going to talk to you today about grassland. So if you have a look at this graph here, the round graph here, don't know if it's really visible, but it actually says 3,600 hectares of grassland, around 4,000 vegetables, around 10,000 potatoes, around 300,000 of cereals. So this is actually Ireland, 7 million cattle, around 5 million sheep. So this is the reality of Ireland. It's all about grassland, enclosed grasslands, not to mix them with parcels. So a little bit of the Irish agriculture. So it's a pasture-based farming. This is what I want you to take home, these messages. It's the bedrock of Irish society and culture, early Celtic periods, like rearing of cattle raised to mythological status. You can see here on the right side, top right side, like the legends of Queen Maeve of Connacht and so on. Look it up. They're very interesting. 52% of the landmass is dedicated to grass growing. It's the biggest percentage than any other country in Europe. This is what you have to remember. Grassland is 90% of non-forest agricultural area. Grass growth is favored by their temperate western maritime climate with mild, wet winters and warm, moist summers. And this comes with something extra, of course, have a trade-off. All over the news, all over the newspaper, they're talking about climate crisis in agriculture. Ireland completely off course on climate change targets. Ireland's agriculture emissions hurtling the wrong direction and so on. Anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions. You have methane, you have nitrous oxide, among others. And the poor cows are to blame for this. And it's about belching. So enteric fermentation, burping. The methane, for example, that's CO2 there in that animation, but it's actually the methane. So 90-95% or some percentage like this, it's coming from the burping, from the belching. So this is the issue, and Chagask is actually working on this. You can see here special equipment fixed to monitor methane gas emissions from their burping. So this is what you actually... They don't mind. They have been very careful regarding this. The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency of Ireland, of course, it reports on greenhouse gas emissions, and it specifies also like ammonia. In this case, Ireland is in breach of ammonia, for example, emissions. It's like for animal manures and so on. And the reduction targets are not going to be met. And here in the bottom right, you can see like key data providers, Chagask, provides projected animal numbers and so on related to the agricultural sector and energy. So what is Chagask? Because I've been mentioning it a lot of times. Chagask is the Irish word for knowledge instruction. It was born like 1988, but the predecessor of Chagask is actually born in 1980. So it's about the Agriculture and Food Development Authority, national body providing research and innovation, farm advisory, and education. It's about long-term connection and trust with the farmers, really built up in really a lot of years, more than 30 years. And they also emphasize the four-point approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, to stabilize methane, so it's about nitrous oxide emissions and so on. And, of course, carbon dioxide. So, as I said, they're the national advisors for farmers, so they provide everything from fertilizer advice, grassland management, intensive grassland management, because it's really intensively managed, and Even grazing guides to maximize production with minimum input of fertilizers and so on. You have a really complex management of grasslands, fertilizers in spring, spraying, weed spraying, and then fertilizers in summer, and managing the grass wedge and so on. So back to our project, why was it important? So that's why, in this context of not meeting the reduction targets, greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets, this is why SOLUM is important, soil organic carbon and land use mapping. Again, it's about modeling of soil organic carbon stock changes. And Chagask, our team's role in this project is actually related to the land use and soil inventory of Ireland, our LUCI. So in order to get to that, we have some challenges. We have a problem of spatial distribution of current land use in Ireland. We need high accuracy. We don't know how grass is managed nationally on a farm-by-farm basis. We need information on usage or management year-by-year basis and transition. Karen land cover, for example, grassland is classed as generically as grass or pasture, but all the wide variety of land cover and land use and habitat within that class is not captured, so we need to go into detail on that. Our colleague, Jesko Zimmerman, has published a research on related to where he showed that cropland is underestimated by 42% in annual change reports versus the entire history of a parcel. And Ireland does not have a national land use database to the needed detail, classification detail and spatial resolution. So we need information on areas of crops, habitats, in order to actually use these to estimate greenhouse gas emissions. So we started from our base layers, let's say, open data, land use and coverage area frame survey. You might know it, it's from Eurostat. It covers the whole Europe on a 2-kilometer point grid with land cover and land use information taken in the field. So we started from this one, and the open data soil information system of Ireland, which is a soil association map. So it's soil, it's about soil types that generally occur together. It's related to the troublesome past of Ireland after the Ice Age. All the soils were, just to put it simple, mixed up. So it's really difficult to map the soils. So we had a look. We started by having a look at statistics. So you can see the green part, it's all about grassland without tree shrub cover. This is the distribution of Lucas points on each soil type. So you can see that it covers mostly all soil types. Grassland is everywhere, but this doesn't say anything. We need to break down that green class that you see there. We need to break it down in land, in intensity use management classes. So just to have an idea, we have intensive, improved, semi-improved. They have clear definitions on how these are actually managed in terms of fertilizers, plowing, fertilizers, reseeding, weed spraying. And you can see here some examples. These are the Lucas database photographs taken in the field from the four cardinal points, including the actual point in the field. These are other examples, so you can see various types of grassland, including like transitional rough grazing, meadow, fen. And we have continued our search to put all the data together to make the most of the available data. That's, you can see over there, it's a peatland that it's cut, it's harvested for energy purposes. So we managed to classify the grasslands in extensive or natural grasslands, semi-natural, semi-improved, improved, and intensive. But how did we manage to do that? We had a look also at optical imagery or radar, but you have to remember that in Ireland, it's always cloudy. Optical imagery is absolutely useless, especially if you want to do change detection monitoring. So we also looked at the individual points, like issues, like points that fall in their radius of observation, fall into two different land use classes. So we treated those separately. Again, the soil map is an association map, so we have to break it down to our needs in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. So this is how it actually looks. So each row is an association, and within that association, you have various types of soils. So how do you manage to classify that? How do you manage to use that when you have in 12 in one? Two in one, three in one. So we put all this data together, ancillary data, open data, to manage to reclassify grasslands and soil, and to finally get to a rule-based classification. It's absolutely, it's horrible. It's complex. It's chaotic. This is what it really is. I could have represented it graphically nicer, but I wanted you to see how it actually looks. We can put this into Python, and it would be, semi-automated. It would look much more neat. We also worked on the nomenclature, like to actually define the classes according to standard methodology. We classified in the end the soils according to texture, because also according to IPCC, that was more reliable or more useful for our purposes. So we have four clusters that simplified a lot the map. And we have like the first class is loamy, the reddish pinkish one. Yellow is like clay dominated soils. silty-dominated soils with blue and sandy-dominated soils. So you can see the distribution. It's much more clear than having a soil association map. And we managed also, after more than 1 year, a year and a half, to have the first draft of Lucy to manage to get to that detail of classification in terms of grassland management. On the upper part, it's the original Lucas data, how it actually looked, the distribution of each Lucas class within each soil cluster. And this is the resulting part. So all those grasslands were actually broken into five. Those other grasslands that were related to residential or sports or whatever were put all together into artificial green areas, and the rest of them, just to have an idea how we managed to break it down. These results were also presented at other conferences, like the one in UK on soils and sustainable development goals, and of course other national conferences. You can follow us on Twitter. You can have more details or more clear or on what we are doing and how we'll finish the project. This is actually behind the scenes. This is the team from Trinity College Dublin, Matthew Saunders, he's the project leader. Stuart Green, he's our mentor supervisor. He's the leader of the work package in Chagask. We have also people working from the FIRST, the forestry consultancy company. That's me, you know me. Alina, she's mostly working on the modeling part, so she's waiting for all the data from us. And of course, Jesko is here, my colleague. And yes, I have to emphasize that behind any big, important project and huge work, a big, important work, there's a team. And in the context also of open data and open-mindedness and open everything, I wanted to specify that Chagask won the first prize last year on Farming by Satellite Prize. It's on Copernicus data. It's sustained on GNSS. So it mainly promotes Copernicus data. So this is the spatial analysis unit in Chagask. So we have all shapes and sizes. We are the team behind all this, and I think this is important to specify. And of course, I couldn't help it. I have to mention that this is the pathway that brought me to Ireland, but I'm very happy to have the chance to present this back to my home country. I'm Romanian, so I couldn't help it. I had to mention it. Thank you very much for your attention.